first I Hear cast for 2022, a podcast designed to bridge the face-to-face networking gap presented by COVID-19, an opportunity to encourage casual conversations about topics important to the I Hear membership. Today we'll be chatting about I Hear's partnership with My Equals, the official tertiary credentials digital platform for the higher education sector. Who better to tell you about the benefits of MyEquals to your institution than an I Hear member? So I'm very excited to welcome Professor Jared Moore, the CEO and principal of BBI, the Australian Institute of Theological Education, to the podcast today. Jared has wide experience in tertiary leadership and administration, with his various posts including Director of Research at Sydney College of Divinity and the head of the School of Theology at Charles Sturt University. Welcome, Jared.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Jared and I are very fortunate to be joined by two experts on the MyEquals platform. Daniel Hibbert is the Regional Director at Digitary, the global technology which powers MyEquals. Daniel has extensive expertise in the national and international education sector and works tirelessly to promote learner-centric approaches to digital credential ecosystems, support lifelong learning practices, and enhance global student mobility. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dan.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
We also welcome Jay Segeth, the Program Director for MyEquals. Jay has worked with many universities and training organizations, leveraging his deep sector insights and experience in business transformation, re-engineering of business processes, organizational change, and IT strategic planning. Thank you so much for your time today as well, Jay.
I see, and thanks for having me.
So my role today is purely to facilitate the conversation. So I encourage all three of you to jump in with questions and comments at any stage. I'll kick off, however, with an obvious but very important question for those members listening who may not be familiar with MyEquals. So I'll direct this at Jay and Dan. What is MyEquals and how does the platform benefit institutions and students?
Ashian, let me kick this off. So MyEquals is an initiative that started back in 2015-16, driven by the registrars of a number of the public universities. In 2017 or 16, a business case was signed off by the COOs of, at that time, all the public Australian and New Zealand universities to engage Digitary as our technology partner to implement the Digitary Core digital credentials platform, which we've then named MyEquals as the official credentials digital credentials platform for Australia and New Zealand. Once implemented, and we've now been operational since 2018, we really prepared ourselves to be able to onboard new participants. And we established that relationship with IHEA as effectively our partner to bring MyEquals to the private providers, IHEA members, and enable them to join the ever-increasing number of participants, education providers that are participating in MyEquals. The benefits for those private providers really coming on board now is that there's been a lot of learnings that the universities, those original 47 institutions, had to work through in terms of how do we most effectively implement MyEquals. And a lot of streamlining has occurred in that space, and that is to the benefit of any future participants. The other thing that we've worked very hard on, and also the participants themselves work very hard on, is to promote MyEquals and to enable and facilitate the acceptance and adoption of that platform, not only by their learners, but also by receivers with whom credentials are shared. And those receivers, they exist globally. So creating that awareness of MyEquals and that trust that the records shared through MyEquals can be trusted and originate from reputable organizations, education providers, is another benefit that new participants can jump into. Just very quickly, in terms of how MyEquals is organized, as I said, like Digitary, and Dan will talk about it further, is our technology partner, and we work very closely together.
Thanks, Jay. So just a little bit of background around Digitary and also what the MyEquals platform does. Digitary was founded back in 2005. Our original founder, Andy Dowling, was a lecturer and technologist working at Maynooth University and identified the need, realistically, for institutions, education institutions, to more effectively provision their students and their learners with their academic credentials in a secure platform that at the heart of it, the student, the learner, is able to share their qualifications, their academic credentials to third parties, to verifying organisations, or whether it's a postgraduate application for an employment opportunity, for visa applications, wherever that individual needs to share their verified records to and effectively attest to the qualifications that they had earned. The first institution to join onto our platform, Digitary Core, was University of Limerick in Ireland, and I'm pleased to say they are still an institution that issues on our platform today. Then in Ireland, given that was where we were based, a lot of the Institute of Technologies in Ireland actually came onto the platform. So this is around between 2005 and 2010. The likes of Cambridge University, the University of Manchester, Newcastle University, London School of Economics, and a range of other strong-branded education institutions joined the platform right around 2010. So with the solution, whilst it was relatively new into the market about how institutions may issue their credentials out to the students, it has been around for the better part of 10 years now, and where those institutions rely on issuing their credentials to their students so that those students can then share them accordingly. As Jay mentioned, around 2016, with the awarding of the MyEquals contract, Digitary was selected as the technology partner. The platform itself is a secure platform whereby accredited institutions will maintain their own MyEquals instance. And what this means is that we will set up an instance that's specific to the education institution. We'll configure it for the document types and that you have, and to enable your staff there at the institution to effectively administer the documents to their students. So this is then administered in line with the relevant policies and procedures that institutions have, so that they can certify the documents and then issue them out to the students. Within that platform, there's a e-signature that's associated to the document. So through a cryptographic e-signature that signs the document, that document is then issued to a student. And then upon that issuance of the document to the student is set up with their own learner portal, their own MyEquals learner portal. The education institution issues the credentials to the student. The student is then provided with an email to notify them that their credentials are there waiting for them. They'll activate their account, and within their account, they'll be able to see the specific credentials that have been awarded to them as an individual, as a student. So these can range from testamas, certificates, transcripts, AHEG documents. We see a lot more with the vocational sector now issuing their statement of attainment documents, completion letters, any document that an education institution is certifying and issuing to an individual can be provided through MyEquals and is provided through MyEquals. The student is then able to access that document and share them with a third party. So that, as I said, they can share them with an employer as part of an employment application. They can send them to other education institutions for their applications. They can use them for visa applications. And a large part of what the solution is able to do is to obviously enable students to take their credentials overseas to be recognised accordingly.
Thank you so much, Dan and Jay, for that really good introduction. So now we might have a chat with Jared about what BBI Tate has been up to. Firstly, Jared, did you know much about MyEquals prior to hearing about the partnership with IHEA?
Actually, no, I didn't. My role prior to, I've only been here at BBI for 3 years now. My role prior to that was as head of school in Charles Sturt University, and I didn't have to worry about these sorts of things, so it wasn't on my radar. And so, no, I didn't know much about it at all.
I was interested to understand what drove you guys to sign up, because you're one of the early adopters.
Once we heard about it, and especially I was very interested in it, because it ticked a few boxes for us. I mean, we're an online provider, and we do all our teaching online. To have face-to-face graduations with paper just did not seem to be in line with the direction we were taking as educational institution. And so it immediately sparked my interest on that. I wanted our students to know they were an institution that was future-looking, that matched its educational ways of doing things with its administration. So that was important. I also wanted something that told students quite clearly that the credentials they were picking up from BBI as a private provider were credentials that were able to be seen as, you know, in the same space as the public university. So in a sense, it puts us into the same sort of worldview as the public universities. And I think that's very important for the sense of who we are and what we do. Look, and the other thing is that our students, they every year they get younger. Every year people like myself get a bit older. They actually are working more and more in the digital space. And it just seemed anomalous not to be able to be part of that space. So they're the initial things that really drew my attention to what was going on here.
One of the ambitions that we have, or the participants have expressed, is that MyEqual should what we refer to as the record of learning for life. So one thing that we see, and you would obviously, Gerard, is that students are becoming more and more mobile as well, and they obtain their education from different institutions and different tertiary institutions. One of the things that we're looking to achieve, and that we're increasingly achieving as we get more participants on the platform, is that from a learner perspective, I have all my credentials in a single learner portal. So regardless of the institution that has issued them over my lifelong learning journey, and that makes things, you know, really convenient from a learner perspective. It basically enables and streamlines employability outcomes. And as you said, today's, you know, youngsters, because I'm getting a little bit older as well, they simply expect that these things are available online in a digital fashion. And it's really, I guess, people like ourselves and sometimes the institutions that need to catch up with that. But if I try to explain to my children, you know, what we're doing and how that is quite transformative, they just shrug their shoulders because it's simply what they expect.
Our students in particular, they move around a lot. They move jobs, they move states, and they move into various systems of teaching. So for them to have this available in a credible and easy and accessible form, I think it's just a real advantage to them. It's also a real advantage to their employers, and that, again, that's good publicity for us if their employers are finding that their the group like this is on the ball. That's also good publicity. So I think the benefits to students, they look at us and say, well, this is how it should be, and our take up rate. I mean, we've just to put a few stats into the mix. Since we started, we've issued about 200 documents, 200 credentials. And so the take-up rate of those emails that go out and ask people to pick up, it's about 88%. So that's pretty good. They're responding and responding well. So in terms of student experience, encouragement to online learning, employability and portability, I just think it works really, really well.
Gerard, just picking up on that comment there, I might jump in and just ask you from a back office point of view and you're a team that are administering the documents, what are some of the key benefits that you've found to date, and what are maybe some of the key benefits that your staff will expect in the next couple of years?
Look, there's a range of key benefits, and it depends which part of the back end staff you ask. So I'll go through a few of them for you. In terms of morale, it's good because I think our staff feel that they're actually doing something which is a bit innovative and a bit new, and keeping them in well and truly in the tertiary contemporary environment. So I think that's an interesting little find. But in terms of work, the former way of having paper graduations and graduation events involved an enormous amount of busy work. A lot of people spending a lot of time doing, you know, small decision making. What sort of paper do we want? Do we have enough of it? What's the watermark going to be? The questions that engaged vast parts of the organisation, but not for a lot of continuous value. So it actually has cut out a lot of the busy work, and you know now that this will work, that the students will get their their testamos. They will get their documents. You don't have to worry about any postal systems. So it's cut out a lot of work. It's cut out a lot of unnecessary busyness and just distractive work from the other things people do. From the point of view of the registrar and records, it makes that a very, very clean arrangement, and there's not too many worries about that. From the point of view of the academic, there's a security now about our testamos. You know, we're all used to degrees that have been a bit dodgy, a bit forged. Once you've been in the academic environment for long enough, you realize you come across this more often than you want to. This takes away the worry about that from our perspective, and also so it just leaves people in the higher academic administration very confident about this. And the other part of the back end of our work is down the accountant's office, and it's quite cost effective. You're saving staff time, you're saving staff meetings, you're getting the documents to people safely without any problems. So in fact, it's actually quite productive in terms of cost.
So if I can build on that, Gerard, just doing basically a benefits review, because the business case that we presented to the COOs that I mentioned earlier when we initiated MyEquals, that's just over 5 years ago now. Basically been asked to report back to the participants in terms of the actual benefits realized versus the business case. One of the things that highlights, and that sort of reinforces what you just mentioned, like, we did a survey back in the day as to the cost of issuing hard copy documents. So that's not only the labor cost, but the official paper cost, the printing cost, often the postage, etc. And that actually was in the order of $10 per document issued to the learners. Now, obviously, with MyEquals, that's a lot lower. That's a fraction of their cost, so there is an immediate saving there. But the other interesting finding that we've had sort of doing this review now is that the demand for those degree records has actually increased quite significantly on a per student basis. And the reason for that is that it just has a much greater utilization for those learners. It's much easier for them to use those or draw on those records for, you know, for job and further study purposes, and therefore they are asking for those MyEquals records to be issued to them to a much greater extent than it used to be the case with the hard copy documents back in the day. The institution themselves, they can decide if they want to charge the student or the graduate for the issuance of those records, and that sort of varies from institution to institution. An increased demand combined with the ability of participants to charge for those records actually has a revenue benefit as well as that sort of efficiency benefit that I just mentioned through the lower cost of issuance. So I just thought I'd just share that because, as I said, we're in the midst of doing some analysis on that. That type of analysis will be available to the MyEquals participants as well. But that's effectively what we're, you know, looking to do as a collective, to draw as much benefits out for the institutions, the learners, and also, at the end of the day, the receivers that can more readily receive and verify those records shared with them.
Just to take up those last points, what MyEquals has allowed us to do, because we are purely an online provider, is we've actually done away with annual graduation, and we've moved to a sort of somewhat continuous graduation model. So as students complete, with MyEquals, we're actually able to facilitate two or three or four, if necessary, batches of graduation a year. So students then get their qualifications quickly and early, which they do need as they move around and apply for jobs. So that works really well when you've got students coming out of a graduate certificate or graduate diploma, the sort of relatively shorter number of units per course. Per award. It's also sort of pushed us to thinking about, you know, what the students actually can do well with, and graduation was one thing which wasn't that helpful to our students. It is to other institutions, wasn't to ours, and this has simply allowed us to move to, I think, a more effective model.
You're actually ahead of the curve there, as you said. Like, if you as an online provider, predominantly that you know, graduations is sort of a more online or virtual activity as well. Because one of the things that was very evident during the course of the pandemic is that, you know, administrators were just simply not in the office, weren't able to get to the print rooms and so forth. So where MyEquals was originally a value add platform, it really became very much an essential platform and service during the pandemic, because all those graduation events at the more traditional universities, they simply weren't held anymore. So we're talking about those graduation records of transcripts, testimers, AX and the like, but we're also undertaking, or we launched a badges service, you know, to enable the issuance of you know, official artifacts associated with micro-credentials in particular. And I thought it might be of interest to the audience to hear a little bit more about the adoption of badges and how that can be facilitated through MyEquals.
Thanks, Jay. So yeah, what Digitree introduced in 2020 was a digital badge into the platform. A digital badge is the digital representation of a micro-credential, a short course, non-formal learning, be it a skill or competency. And by its very nature, it is supposed to represent some of those bite-sized bits of learning. So it could be where a three-hour e-module is undertaken, and rather than issuing a transcript and a certificate, etc., a digital badge is awarded in its place. And a digital badge is a digital native. It's a solution that effectively has already been born out of the technical age, and in fact it enables a student to port that into different accounts, be it a LinkedIn profile or wherever they may want to use that around the world. And effectively somebody can look at that badge. It's a visual badge. It looks like a Scouts badge. It's effectively branded according to the institution. And so we saw a large uptake and interest from the universities initially as things like the micro-credentials were becoming more and more prevalent with those shorter courses, and also from the IHEA members. I think just for interest out there, I think there's 10 IHEA members that have now joined MyEquals and are participating in the issuance of their credentials out. And a couple of those are now setting up to issue digital badges out as well. And this together, the credential documents and the digital badges representing micro-credentials, it helps to achieve the objective that Jay alluded to before as a record of learning for life. So an individual can go from one institution to the other. They can collate all their credentials that they've earned, but they can also collate all their badges as well. And going into MyEquals, they'll be able to see all their credential documents, all their badges, and be able to share them accordingly. And ultimately, what we believe is that is enabling individuals to put the best story together of themselves. We're recording this at the start of March in 2022, and as at this point in time, there are actually 1.8 million learners across Australia and New Zealand that have a registered MyEquals account. A great number, and as we mentioned, MyEquals has been going around for the last 5 years, so that number is exponentially growing every single year. I think there's about 500,000 graduates across Australia and New Zealand public universities each year. So that number is growing at least that rate every single year. There's over 6.5 million credential documents that exist on the platform. And I think we're just at about 1,000 badges that have now been issued through the platform.
I'd like to ask you a question, Gerard. So one of the things that I guess any education provider is struggling with currently is just prioritizing projects and work and so forth, given you know, all sorts of other demands on resources. Could you tell a little bit more about how you experienced the implementation of MyEquals? Like, how distracting was it, or how streamlined was it? What's your view on how that went, and how were you able to accommodate that within your institution?
Look, thanks for that. And I have to say that was a task I delegated. So it's one I watched slightly from afar. But a number of things stand out. One is that the implementation was work, but the time was set aside for that, and it was seen as worth doing. And that really is something that motivates my admin staff. If they think it's worth doing, they get right behind it. With that, the learning curve was steep because it is different, and it simply engaged them in a slightly different set of processes. But it was really tied to task. It was about the graduation of students, and it was clearly going to help the students. And once there was a bit of an initial time spent for it, it actually became a very smooth process. So that was terrific, and the results were pretty well immediate.
Okay, that's good to hear. As I said, like, we've been learning ourselves. I think we have now in Australia, New Zealand, about 60 of those rollouts and implementations completed, and I'm glad to hear that it was as smooth as you outlined, Gerard. Thank you.
Thanks for that feedback there. I think it was around about August, if memory serves, that we kicked off the project with your team there at BBI. And I think it may have been come the end of September, maybe early October, when you're live and issuing on the platform. So it was a really, I think, an effective project from our side as well. I think the team there at BBI were really, really invested into the project, as you said, and I think that helped substantially to make it a success. And also to ensure that it was rolled out relatively quickly. You know, that's a couple of month duration, just under probably a couple of months realistically. And the tasks weren't that onerous in terms of what needed to be done. It's just a series of steps to basically ensure that an environment for MyEquals can be configured specific to your institution. And that's really the key of what we're trying to do. As we set up each of the institutions is to make it sure that it's relevant for the institution, it works for the document types that you've got, and also, as you said, the timelines in terms of when you're issuing out to students. And I think the fact that you're now also looking at when you'll issue those documents or those at different times of the year now is great to hear, and hopefully the system will work for you in terms of all those changes that you're making in terms of when you're issuing your credential documents to your students.
Yeah, look, just to add to that, one of the things that really did make it work well was that the process, there was no lag in it. It just kept moving along, and that kept people motivated, and they could see that the progress was being made, and they could see a fairly clear endpoint, and that took a lot of pressure off from the point of view of participating in the project.
I've got a question for all three of you, but perhaps we can start with Jared. What advice do you give to other institutions, other IHEA members looking to modernise and digitise the way that they work? And then perhaps Dan and Jay can come in and say, what would be the next steps to jumping on board with MyEquals?
Okay, look, I think the institution has got to have a sense that this is the direction they want to take. You've got to jump in. You can't put your knees in and think that's sufficient. You've got to jump in. You do have to talk through with your senior admin staff what this means for them, because it is something of a culture change. You know, we had a tradition of graduations, we had a tradition of using paper, we had a range of things that people were quite used to and quite enjoyed, and all of a sudden you're changing your culture. But with that, you're really then asking your administration, how are we at the service of the students, and how does this being at service of the students actually make your lives in your workplace a more interesting workplace, but also facilitates it as a better workplace? So I am interested. I think a group looking at this has just got to ask itself a little bit about its culture and how its admin culture works, and whether they're willing or ready yet to take that step. But also gauge the students, be my initial advice.
So we've come to an arrangement with IHEA to make MyEquals available at a discounted fee exclusively for IHEA members. So I guess that's the benefit of being part of IHEA, although I'm not here to plug IHEA, but we work together with them very well, so I'm quite happy to do that. For any IHEA member interested to talk further to receive a quote, your first point of contact would be IHEA, but if you want to reach out directly to either Dan or myself, you're more than welcome as well, and we can provide you with a demo, etc.
As Jay alluded to, interest can be facilitated through IHEA, or also if you want to go to the MyEquals website, which strongly recommend institutions to do so, and you'll see some contact information there, including the info@myequals.edu.au email address. What we've done previously with a number of IHEA members that have interest is to facilitate some one-on-one sessions. This is a good opportunity to get wider exposure for the team that would be involved in the project to see MyEquals, to see a demonstration of the product, and to ask some questions. And the questions are really important, because we are trying to understand what is the scope of requirements that's specific to your institution.
We've covered many different parts of the platform, dive deep into different corners of what's possible and what it does. Is there anything else the three of you would like to add?
I guess the thing that the existing participants and you know the universities are looking for and our interest in bringing private providers on is exactly for the reasons I outlined earlier, that we're looking for MyEquals to be the official digital qualifications platform for all Australians and New Zealanders. And obviously, private providers are a very important grouping within, you know, within the education providers.
I think MyEquals has had a substantial amount of success since it launched, and that's largely driven by the fact that it's come from the sector. The institutions have obviously come together, the universities have all come together with this aspiration of a record for learning for life. And as Jay just mentioned, always I think the intention was to have the private providers to join. And I know through our collaboration, our work with IHEA and the IHEA members to date that have joined MyEquals, it's been really, really positive. And I think there's four key reasons to why MyEquals is the way it is today in terms of largely around trying to improve student mobility, to try to improve the student experience, to ensure the integrity of the credentials that are issued, and ultimately for institutions to improve their operational efficiencies. And just hearing the feedback from Gerard before, it's great to hear that that's the impact that it's having. And I think the question I'd also ask Gerard is, from BBI's point of view, in terms of joining MyEquals, how do you see, or how have you seen that, obviously in terms of being part of that broader network, being able to have your students continue on to their studies to potentially public universities or like, how important do you see that as part of the student journey from your perspective?
Look, thanks for that. There's a couple of bits to that. One is we work in collaboration with a number of universities already. So having this form of digital credential matches what they're doing and enables us and them to work fairly seamlessly in terms of qualifications. So I think that's good. Our students tend not to go on to higher degrees. This is the level of degrees they tend to want to do. But if they do, it will be to go on to doctoral studies. And so this is helpful and clearly important there. But I think that a lot of our students do cross-institutional study, but they also do concurrent studies with the university. So that's where I find it's very helpful. The other thing I'd like to add is these sorts of credentials are a good advertising for BBI TAITE and for other institutions, because students put them on their LinkedIn and they put their badges on their LinkedIn, and all of a sudden your name as an institution goes all over the place in a good way. So I think that actually they value add to our marketing in a very strange way, but I think it's a very real way and will become much more the way of the future, where people will see your badges out there and think, oh, that's a bit more interesting.
In the podcast summary, listeners will find details about upcoming virtual Q&As, webinars, and contact details for both MyEquals and contact here at IHEA, Scott, who you'll get in touch with if you want more information. And thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in and to everybody for participating.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. That was good.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, John.